Michael Hogan called the University of Illinois one of the jewels of public higher education. In his visit to the Urbana campus, the president-designate also noted the school's ranking as one of the top 10 public research universities in the U.S. and what the U of I does for Illinois' economy.
This is a great university. It generates about $13 back to the state for every dollar it gets from the state. It's an economic engine for the whole state. These days in a knowledge-based economy, you can't have a great, healthy economy without a great public university. This fulfills the bill.
Hogan has been president of the University of Connecticut since September 2007. He also spent considerable time at Ohio State and the University of Iowa before taking the job at UConn. Returning to the Midwest, he's moving to a state with a $13 billion budget deficit. Illinois also owes hundreds of thousands to the U of I. Hogan says he has no greater concerns in that area than what he's dealt with in Connecticut recently and is ready to work his fingers off to meet budgetary challenges. Former U of I President Joseph White stepped down last year amid charges of allowing improper admissions. Hogan says there's no need to rehash that controversy.
My thought is that the board here and Stan have already done a great job in addressing that. We're starting with a clean slate, and I think it's time to focus on where we're going in the future, not the problems we've had in the past.
Stan is Stanley Eikenberry, who will retire from the office of U of I president for a second time, this time from an interim role. He says July 1st was always in the back of his mind as the ideal date to bring in a replacement, giving Hogan time to get his feet wet before the fall semester. Hogan will earn a salary of $620,000, while former President White's salary was $450,000. But U of I trustees chair Chris Kennedy says the university had to be competitive with what other peer institutions are offering.
We're getting a bargain. I'd say we're getting the best guy available, and we're not paying top dollar. And I think we're all very comfortable with where we came out with that.
Kennedy says Hogan's reputation of working with faculty, state lawmakers, and the federal government helped make him stand out amongst more than 200 other candidates. A 19-member search committee spent 7 months poring over those applications. U of I trustee and search committee member Pamela Strobel says that process will pay dividends beyond bringing Hogan to campus.
I think the more time we have all spent together, the more we understand each other, the more comfortable we are expressing ourselves openly. And as Chris Kennedy said today, we're not going backwards. We have established a very open way of doing business.
U of I history professor Kristen Hoganson says she's happy to see that the committee didn't settle for an accountant who can make cuts but might not value core academic values. She and Hogan are acquainted since both of them are experts in diplomatic history, and they're involved in the Society for Historians of American Foreign Relations. Hoganson says he has a way of uniting those with different perspectives.
Even people who disagreed with him, I think they have to respect him, and he's an excellent listener and really receptive to other points of view. So in some ways, you know, he was pushing a field in a new direction, but still sensitive to the concerns of people who are very committed to different approaches, more traditional approaches, and the value of their scholarship and their work. And I see him kind of as a bridge builder.
And Michael Hogan says he does expect to return to the classroom at the U of I, was likely to teach a freshman seminar in coordination with a history professor. The University of Illinois Board of Trustees will vote on his appointment at their meeting in Chicago a week from today. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media.